So I guess we're in the office of Sean McManus.
Hi, Robert.
Hi there. How are you doing?
Pretty good.
So what do you do here?
I'm a program manager on the tablet PC platform team.
That would explain why you have a tablet on your desk.
That would explain why I have a tablet on my desk. I only have one tablet on my desk, unfortunately.
Yeah. And so what do you do for the tablet? Because there's not just one program manager, right?
No, in the platform group here, there's about five of us now. I'm
having problems with focus. That's really interesting. Sorry about that.
Let me know if it's no good.
It looks like it's better now. So let's move the camera.
Specifically, I'm responsible for tablet PC features in WinFX,
okay.
Especially Avalon, the Windows Presentation Foundation.
Mm. So you get to have the cool stuff. Huh?
I get the cool, shiny new stuff.
Yeah.
Yes, it's a lot of fun.
So what is the tablet going to do with Avalon that it doesn't do with Win32?
Well, that's a great question. I mean, the answer really is not much. Our primary focus has been on achieving feature parity with our existing platform. So our existing tablet platform was based on COM and Windows Forms.
Yeah.
Going forward into Avalon, the existing tablet plumbing was very closely tied to HWINs and window handles and subclassing and whatnot. Going into Avalon, you have to leave all that behind and hook into UI elements and framework elements and those sorts of things.
Right.
So our primary mission has been to really reinvent what we've had so far. And we've actually gone a little further than that. You know, we've tried to make the programming model a little easier and more approachable for some popular scenarios. And of course, just having tablet PC features built into Avalon is a win in of itself.
Yeah. Now, Avalon, Channel 9 has seen Windows Presentation Foundation or app, formerly known as Avalon. And it's pretty flashy. You can do all sorts of animations. And it's very vector-based.
Mm-hmm.
The ink data type, though, is sort of vector-based and sort of pixel-based, right?
Sure, yeah. Well, yeah, ink is a vector graphic format in and of itself. That is true. That still exists. We call it ISF,
okay.
The ink serialized format. And at the last VS Live, or two VS Lives ago, Charles Petzold actually did a great talk on ink as a vector graphic medium. Just giving some great demonstrations of some things you could do with, say, SVG or whatever, and doing the same with ink and ISF.
Right.
We still have ISF in the Avalon world, and it's sort of parallel in a certain sense to XAML and the rest of the vector graphic world.
Okay. And why move into Avalon? Why did your team care about Avalon? I mean, why not just stay in Win32 all the time? Does it give managed developers, .NET developers?
Oh gosh, where to begin? I mean, there's a lot of reasons to really believe in Avalon as the future UI presentation tier for Windows programming. A tablet PC has a lot of synergy with Avalon. You were talking about vector graphics, just the fact that, well, before you get to vector graphics, just the fact that Avalon is DPI agnostic,
yeah,
right, matters a lot to tablet PC. I have a Toshiba M200 here on my desk. I wish I had a better range of hardware to show off. But you're going to start seeing a really broadening range of physical form factors come out for tablet PCs. There's a new device from Motion, the LS800. It's just a little 800 by 600 8-inch screen, I believe.
Yeah.
And Toshiba has a newer model out that's the M4. And it's much more their desktop replacement grade notebook that just happens to have a stylus on the side.
Yeah.
So being
that's
DPI agnostic
right now.
Gives
yep.
you a great ability to engineer user interfaces that scale really well on a variety of form factors. Vector graphics helps in that same way. People can zoom in, zoom out of text, and reflow their text and read it on a variety of form factors.
Yeah, we just got a demo this morning of Internet Hearts, which is done in Windows Presentation Foundation. And he stretched the whole UI across two of these beautiful monitors you have.
Oh, interesting. I haven't seen that yet.
Yeah, it was...
yeah, exactly. So you've probably seen a lot of...
Good demonstration, because the old Internet Hearts only is locked into a specific UI.
Exactly.
It can't be expanded.
Because pretty much everything in Avalon is laid out relative to other elements, so things tend to free flow naturally. Text, especially. I'm playing around with the SDK viewer. It's one of the interesting dog food apps in Avalon. And it has a little zoom wheel down at the bottom here. You can see as I zoom in and out. If I zoom out far enough, it's smart enough to divide itself into two columns.
Yeah.
This kind of reading experience is very important for tablet PC users. The ability to switch back and forth from portrait and landscape and how the application smartly use the whole available screen real estate.
Yeah. So what's cool about the tablet technology in Avalon? Is there something that we can see that's different, or is it just all under the hood?
Sure. Well, the centerpiece of what we're doing is an element called Ink Canvas. It's okay. A XAML element that allows you to collect the ink over any child elements. And we have a little Ink Canvas built into this, this dog food application. You can get that on the camera. This is an annotation feature in the SDK viewer.
Okay. And you're just clicking down here.
Where people can add sticky notes to their favorite documentation pages. Now, I'm actually running this on my desktop PC, and I'm just sort of scribbling with the mouse as best I can.
Yeah.
But there's an Ink Canvas in action. The sticky note and the annotations is built on top of Ink Canvas.
Right. But don't we have that in 132?
Well, there's no sticky note control built into 132.
So you've given us some controls. Now, how do I set up my tablet for using Avalon, the ink in Avalon? What do I need to get?
Oh, you don't need to get anything at all. In fact,
I need to download Avalon.
Oh, you need to download
Windows presentation.
WinFX, sure. But once you've got the WinFX runtime, you've got everything you need. And that's all that's on my desktop machine here. It's just Windows XP with WinFX, and I was able to collect ink for the mouse.
Okay. Cool. Is that all I need to know about Avalon and inking?
Oh, I don't know. I could go on for hours.
Oh. Well, are there some things that developers need to know about, building great ink-enabled apps, particularly with Avalon? Because this will be coming out at the PDC or sometime around there.
Oh, sure. We've been available in the previous two community tech previews. The May CTP, I believe, is the latest. WinFX Beta 1.
Mm-hmm.
So anyone who's interested in playing with this can go grab it. Our bits are a little improved for PDC. Some of our higher level scenarios of collecting real time ink and displaying the API has been improved a little bit. But by and large, we're just improving quality and going forward here toward Beta 2 through PDC.
Okay.
What else is interesting in Avalon for tablet PC developers? Handwriting recognition is the number one thing that people ask about. And that's the one area where we're not immediately integrating into WinFX.
Okay.
There's a lot of reasons for that. Primarily, it's just logistics. The handwriting recognizers are very large. You know, the U.S. English alone would probably double the size of the WinFX download. And of course, you know, they're only immediately useful to people who actually have tablet PCs and are really writing things. There's a separate SDK coming out about the same time as WinFX and Vista. It's called the Ink Analysis SDK. And Jamie Wakeham, who's a fellow PM on the platform team, he and I will be giving a talk at PDC to talk about that. But we're not completely leaving handwriting recognition out to dry in Avalon. There's a lot of deep integration in other parts of the framework. People who are familiar with our existing platform might know about the Set Input Scope API in Win32.
Okay.
It's part of the Text Services Framework API. And this is what allows you to give a hint to the handwriting recognizer built into tablet PC about what type of information you're expecting, whether it's a zip code or a URL or an email address.
Right.
And traditionally, that was something that was added by Text Services Framework. There's never been a managed wrapper for it. This is a very simple API. You could wrap it very easily, but Avalon finally formalizes a managed wrapper for Set Input Scope. You can apply an input scope to any UI element in Avalon, most notably text box space,
mm-hmm.
And the tablet input panel just picks it up and makes it work.
Very cool.
It's very cool.
Well, thanks for spending some time today telling us a little bit about tablet PC and Avalon.
No, thanks, Robert.
Thanks.
Hope to see you all at PDC.
Yep.
Cool.